This is Monday, July 8th, 2024. GQDN brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/scriptquest by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. If you do, you get 25% off of your purchase and you get some delicious stuff by putting in the promo code QUEST, because that gets you 25% off. It's good stuff. Go get it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, we're going to have some stuff to talk about this week. And by stackup.org. In today's news, well, what happened all last week? Well, we're going to have a few things from there. Faker wins an MVP honor. And how about a pizza station? Yeah, that's right. We're talking pizza. But we begin today with Helldivers 2. Now, this happened over the time we were off. As Eurogamers did say that Helldivers 2 did lose 90% of its PC player base. And essentially what they're saying is that it was PlayStation's fault because of the sales that were pulled from 177 countries where the PlayStation Network was not available. And last week, as in the week before last week, I should say, Helldivers 2 leaked their stratagem. And a part of that, they introduced an airburst rocket launcher that players would unlock after they would liberate Penta during the Operation Legitimate undertaking. The weapon image did accompany the email, but that wasn't the airburst or any other weapon in the game as of 2 weeks ago. Now, there was some other PlayStation news, and this happened exactly 1 week ago, because PlayStation Lifestyle did say that Sony is not ending the PlayStation game discs. That was after a Japanese report was taken. The report itself is in English. It did say that the optical disc production will be done in Japan, but it has nothing to do with Sony's gaming business. Now, John Doyle on Twitter did say, quote, about this, Ventiva, for example, is responsible for 80 to 90% of discs in North America. Technicolor, the same, but for the EU and Asia, this impacts a very small portion of the manufacturing market, not replication. Sony closed the majority of its manufacturing a decade ago. Most game and movie replication isn't using Sony discs. This impacts predominantly self-writing media, aka BDR, etc. Sony always pioneers such tech and then outsources too far cheaper external manufacturing. This is no different. Now, Piscatella, that is Matt Piscatella, a veteran of the US market, said that Sony might be not using as many discs by the time that PlayStation 7 comes out. We shall see what happens when that time comes around. Now, what also happened on July the 1st, according to Gamatsu, Capcom acquired Minimum Studios, and that's because they acquired 2/3 of the total shares of the Minimum Studios. That studio is headquartered in Taipei City, Taiwan, and because of that acquisition, it's now a subsidiary. That's what the company did say. So here is the official statement. Quote, based in Taiwan, Minimum Studios' strength lies in animation production for consumer home video game development, and the studio has carried out on major Capcom titles in the past. Capcom decided to make the studio a subsidiary company to substantially bolster its developmental and technological capabilities, aiming to achieve this long-term management of the goal of 100 million units in annual sales. Going forward, Capcom will continue to explore the acquisition of necessary technological capabilities in order to enhance the game's development organization. That takes us to an update, which happened on July the 5th, saying that Epic and Apple have reached an agreement. Engadget.com did say that Apple has accepted its third-party app through Epic. Now, the Epic Game Store was accepted by Apple. That's what I'm saying. And Epic did talk about that in a tweet. Quote, Apple has informed us that our previously rejected Apple Game Store notarization submission has now been accepted. 30 minutes later, the Epic CEO, Tim Sweeney, did talk about it. Quote, Apple is now telling reporters that this approval is temporary and are demanding we change the buttons in the next version. which would make our store less standard and harder to use. We'll fight this. Now, Epic also said that Apple did reject its submission for a third-party app store, and that's according to the series on their Twitter account. And they said that Apple did reject the last submission because of the design and position of the install button on the App Store. And they're saying this too closely resembles Apple's own Get button. So for now, it is usable. But what I just told you is why it was not usable in the past. Now we're caught up to today. And Rock Paper Shotgun does catch us up, because one of the devs from Long Dark had some criticism for the Manor Lords for the lack of an update. So, what the Hinterland CEO Raphael Van Lierop did write about this, and he's the one that's being critical. So, here's what he did write. Quote, "It launched with a pretty strong base game, but without much content. A heavily system-centric game needs either range of maps, game modes, or some amount of pro-gen dynamism to keep it fresh. Manor Lords has none of these things. So once you played 5 to 10 rounds of the game, there's nothing more to do. The fixed maps are simplicity mean they are not many different permutations of the early game because of the starting conditions are almost always the same. This is not great for an RTS city builder." Now, Lierop did say that Manor Lords are unable to meet the needs for expansions, only because the studio is only one person. And that is, here we go, Grizigors Steisen, and that is the one person. Now, the CEO of Manor Lords, Tim Bender, which is the publisher of The Hooded Horse, was talking about Lierop's concerns, and he said that it was, quote, "exactly the kind of distorted endless growth burden of expectations line must go up perspective that causes so much trouble in the game industry," end quote. Because he was also unconcerned about the Manor Lords game that may have been falling behind of its popularity. And he was also poking fun at Lierop by saying, the horror, and that was more like not doing live updates, to where Bender was talking about that. And he did say that, quote, "not every game should be aimed at becoming some live service boom or bust," end quote. Would it help this one, though? He'll let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. Now, Eurogamer.net did say that studio did close, and that's Piranha Bytes. They shut down. They are owned by Embracer, and Embracer was looking for a buyer for Piranha Bytes. And since nobody bought them, they were closed. But when one closes, another one opens. And that was Pithead Studio. So here's what they said on Twitter at Pithead Studio. Quote, "With Pithead Studio, we founded a new indie studio. In the future, we will develop immersive and fantastic indie games. Curious? Then take a look at our latest video on their YouTube channel at Pithead Studio. Please spread the word." So, one closes, one opens up. But is it great? Well, .esports said that Riot said in August, League of Legends may not be in a great spot. Now, in the meta right now, Corki and Tristana should be in the mid lane. Because Riot Games August, at least what .esports is saying, right? Riot Games August is thinking that the game is not in a great spot because of that. So developers did get up on Twitch, and they did that 2 days ago, and they did get into the state of League of Legends, and the topic of discussion was the two characters, Tristana and Corki, in the mid lane. And August did believe the two champions will be nerfed. So I thought that August was a month. That's my fault. One of the developers has named August. That's my misinterpretation. But here's what August did say, as if a month could talk. Quote, "personally, I agree with you that Corki and Trist being in the meta is probably pretty rough. And I don't think the game looks like it's in a great spot when those two AD carries that are really safe are the ones you should be playing in the mid lane. That's what he said. So we'll see if they get nerfed or not before they come out of beta. But we're going to stick to League of Legends. And in the esports corner, MNGlobal.com did say that Faker has won the MVP honor at the 2024 Esports World Cup. While he's a legendary player, Faker, he has proven that status by getting the MVP award at the 2024 Esports World Cup. And he was being congratulated by everybody up on stage. That is all well done. Now, we get to more PlayStation news. Because IGN did say that you can buy an alloy Horizon Forbidden West Deluxe 6-inch action figure on Amazon. And she's pulling back on that bow, ready to fire. It's $50 on Amazon. You might want to wait a bit though. Prime Day is coming. But if you got the money to spend. According to WCCFTech.com, there was a PlayStation 5 dev kit that was sold for $6,000 because it was disguised as a pizza station. And I'm not kidding. Within the middle of this particular PlayStation 5, there's a place to put a slice of pizza right there in the middle of that PlayStation 5. The way that this developmental
words are hard,
is done. So they made a spatula to go with it, with the PlayStation logo on it. Yep, that can happen. But we will end today with what you can get on your Nintendo Switch. It's a long list, so if you want the full list, patreon.com/thegroupquest, get on our Discord. I got all the notes there. And that would have Princess Maker 2 Regeneration, Dross, Prune, Emilo, Off-Road Track Simulator, Fantasy Sega Frenzy, Back Attack, and Hamster Playground. So by the way, that's free. That's only the North America one. If you got the EU one, well, once again, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest, then come to our Discord. You'll see it there. It's a whole list. Yes, we are back. And we'll be back tomorrow for more gaming news, people. So until then, go play some video games. You know you want to.